had worked for a very long period of time of understanding when you treat a person who's HIV infected, by what degree and for how long do you diminish the probability that they might infect the next person. 4 years ago, we reported that we thought there was about a 96% reduction in the magnitude of transmission if you treated somebody effectively. And now we continue to follow the same model for 4 more years, and we demonstrated and reported that the finding is durable. That is, that over these years, we saw no real increase in transmission. And so when you treat somebody, as long as their virus is stably suppressed, you render them very unlikely to infect the next person. This becomes important for public policy in how, given the epidemic of HIV, how you use treatment as a tool to prevent new cases of HIV.
So where do we stand with treatment right now, and then how will this evidence advance that treatment?
The goal of the United Nations AIDS organization is 90-90-90. Have 90% of people who are at risk tested, link 90% of people to care, and have 90% of people on treatment and have their virus suppressed. This is both to provide normal life to people who are HIV infected and also to prevent onward transmission. So the cornerstone of the 90-90-90 program is, in fact, the belief that ART will stop onward transmission. So, again, the study we completed represents a very important milestone for the 90-90-90 program. Now, worldwide, about 15 million people are treated. And at this meeting where I met, the World Health Organization, another partner organization, announced that they're soon going to recommend universal testing and treatment. That is, instead of rationing drugs because of all that we've already talked about, everyone who's infected should be treated immediately. This has essentially been the policy in the United States since 2011. If in North Carolina we detect a person who's HIV infected, and we try and find every person who's infected, then we treat them immediately with no delay. That treatment then allows normal life. Actually, people who are treated with HIV may even live longer than the general population, and it renders the person normal life and lack of contagion. So the goal in North Carolina, of course, is to try and reduce all stigma, get people tested, and then link people to appropriate care as you would for any other routine medical problem.
Now, with the medical advancements that we have, do you think that the stigma surrounding HIV is the biggest remaining obstacle?
It's not just stigma. It's the idea, and this is a problem universal. If you have high blood pressure, it's invisible. But if I said to you, you have high blood pressure, you're not really healthy, it really needs to be treated before a consequence develops, you kind of understand it. People with HIV infection are going to feel well for very, very long periods of time, but replication of the virus in the bloodstream does not represent health, so we try and interrupt that as soon as possible. We have one pill a day, and the pill is well tolerated and can be taken for years and years without any consequence. So the idea that if you're healthy and you've never been tested and don't know you're infected, it's a personal disservice and kind of a public health disservice. So the stigma has been the problem, and the state has done a great job at doing everything possible to reduce stigma, and we work with them to try and achieve that goal for both personal health and public health benefits.
And so what's next on the medical checklist side of things for HIV?
For all diseases, we do prevention, treatment, and cure. For HIV, we've made a lot of progress in prevention, but we need to make a vaccine. And our group and others are working very hard towards understanding how to make a vaccine. That's a whole other topic, but it's a critically important topic. For treatment, it's one pill a day, incredibly well tolerated. So it's a disease that's easier to have than a lot of other diseases. But we're working on even better treatments that you take a couple of shots a year. So it would kind of be like vitamin B12. And so injectable long-term therapy is what many groups are working on. And then cure. And as I think you probably know, the group at UNC, led by Dave Margolis and Victor Garcia and others, are very committed to trying to identify a strategy for cure, which would get people off their treatment and for at least long periods of time, if not forever. And that would be a huge game changer. So we would try and do prevention, treatment, and cure.